To celebrate the holidays, we're bringing you 12 days of family history research.
So we're going to take this opportunity to get back to basics of family history research.
And each day we'll bring you a different strategy that will help you find your family. Merry Christmas from Journey Through the Generations. Hey everybody, welcome to Journey Through the Generations, and we are on day 11, almost to the end on the 12 Days of Family Research series. I'm so glad we decided to do this because even though we're sharing content with you, okay, so I know you heard that. And
every time we start recording,
I am going to have to find another spot for us to record these episodes. And I'm going to leave that in so people can hear what we have to deal with when we do this. So anyway, yes, today is day 11 of the series. Please go back and listen to days 1 through 10 if you haven't already. Tell a family, tell a friend, tell a genealogy buddy, tell your genealogy association, whoever. Tell them about our podcast and our blog. We would appreciate it. Today, day 11, we are talking about telling your story.
Absolutely. We do all this research. We have all these photos. We have all of this stuff that we've put, you know, on our computer. We've gone to, you know, libraries and conferences, and we have a story to tell. We have information to share with not only our family and friends, but with the world. And I've said it once and I'll say it again, no one can tell your story the way you can.
So you have, you know, trunks full of documents and photos, and you got all this information, like Trisha mentioned, on your computer, and no one knows about it. And there's interesting stories and good information. And, you know, yeah, sometimes there is, you know, bad, sad, awful information, but it is the story.
It's part of our story.
It is. And the thing about it is that your family that's coming behind you needs to know where they come from. And they may not want to hear it today, but, you know, cross your fingers, they want to hear about it when they get older. But you also have older living relatives that would be interested in it and all that good stuff. And we're not even talking about telling your story, like, you know, publicly, like in a book or on TV or anything like that. No, telling your story, you know, at a family reunion.
Absolutely,
and
yeah.
Get up during the banquet night, because everybody has a banquet.
Yes, we do.
During the banquet night, and tell a story about what you have found since the last family reunion. I think
that's a great idea. It is. And, you know, when I first started this and I wanted to write a book about my own story, you know, the first thing that, you know, I thought about was roots. But your story doesn't have to be roots. It doesn't have to be 500 pages.
Exactly.
You can write a short story. You can do a picture book. You can do a blog. I have a blog, and I have what I didn't intend to do, but I have series of things that I've researched. And so I have series that include, you know, my research of my grandfather. I have my Wordless Wednesdays. I have, you know, the WF Branch high school information that I write about. So I share my story in different ways, and it doesn't have to be War and Peace.
And I don't tell my story that way. I tell my story through talking to my son, telling him what I found, telling my parents what I have found, and sometimes saying it on a podcast. Mm-hmm. About my story. And so, yeah, I mean, you know, it doesn't have to be some big, you know, production.
No, it
doesn't. You know, you're doing a lot of work. You're finding out a lot of good information about your family, where you're from, and all this good information. And it needs to be shared with the people you want to share it with. Like I said, it doesn't have to be the world. It can be your family.
Right, because I've shared the story of my three times great-grandfather anywhere and everywhere that I can that people will listen, which also includes my local genealogy society. I've talked about him, of course, on this podcast. podcast and on my blog, but I've shared it at genealogy conferences. When people ask me about, you know, the general question, where are you from? What is your most, you know, unique find? Things like that. Just sharing your story not only helps you, but it can inspire other people.
And can I say that Trisha actually told her story in a local genealogy society magazine and in a contest, and she won the contest and she won a 1-year membership to that society and a ancestry DNA test, I think, or something like
that.
It
was ancestry
membership.
Yeah, membership for 2 years.
For 2 years?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's ooh, that's good. She won that. So everybody give Trisha a hand clap. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
So yeah, telling the story doesn't always have to be like that, right? You know, you can.
Yeah, you can. You know,
it's totally fine, but yeah, I mean, it got Trisha printed into their quarterly newsletter, mm-hmm. book magazine thing that they do. And this story is not even the county that she, her family right. is in.
But it's preserved.
It's an organization mm-hmm. that she's a part of.
And so that story being published in their newsletter preserves my story in a different location. So, you know, 10, 15 years from now, somebody's in the library going through their publications, they'll read about my 3 times great-grandfather, Reverend Robert Hatchett, and how our family ended up in Arkansas. And that is an important story, not only because it's mine, but because it's an American story.
Yes. And so there's a lot of different ways you can tell your story. So you can do it on a blog, right?
Right.
What other way?
You can write short stories,
mm-hmm.
Which is kind of like a blog, but you can, you know, link them together and you can have a small book of just short stories of your family, of your research. It doesn't necessarily have to be about your family. You could do a book or a blog about how you actually do your research.
Then, like I mentioned, family reunions, you know, tell the crew that's planning everything that you want, you know, 10 minutes of time to talk about what you have found, and print a copy of your family tree and take it with you,
mm-hmm.
and display it so people can look at it. You also have family newsletters. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
For people to do family newsletters is good.
Yeah. You can do a quarterly newsletter, every 6 months, or you can do one around the holidays this time of year and just keep people up to date about the things that you have found in your research. If you've done any actually speaking engagements and you've been able to share your story with other people during conferences or anything like that, and just let everybody know the information that you have found and that you are continuing this research.
And you can even go so far as to do a podcast about, you know, your family and telling the story. And even if you did a podcast, you really don't have to publish it to everybody if you don't want to.
No.
You're just recording yourself, yeah. and you can just share it with the people that you want, or you can put it on a website, password protected, and you know, do that. So there's a lot of
the same thing with the blog. You don't have to have it out to the world.
Yeah, there's a lot of different options that you have that you can do.
Mm-hmm.
The most important thing is to, you know, write it down, tell it to someone, some group, somewhere, and, you know, let them know your story. It's important. It's a part of you. It's a part of
the community.
You know, the community. And it is there for people coming behind you.
Yes. And I know people always say, I don't have a story. I'm not exciting.
Oh, no, you got a story.
My life, I go to work, I come home, I don't do anything. Believe me, we all have a story. And we are all exciting in our own way. You may not have been the first, you know, Tuskegee Airmen, but whatever it is that you did is important because you did it and then your family needs to know it.
Yes, for sure. So a lot of good information for you to tell your story. I actually started a podcast. I've mentioned it before here, called Black Genealogy Corner. I call it The Corner, and it's intended to tell stories of people and their families, exactly what we're talking about today. If you have a story that, you know, you would want to tell on a podcast, hey, give me a shout. Let me know. You can email me at blackgenealogycorner@gmail.com, or you can reach out to us on here on Journey Through the Generations Facebook page or anything like that. So, all right, guys, we appreciate you for listening to day 11. Tomorrow, the last day, day 12, come back and listen. If you haven't, like I mentioned before, go back and listen to all our other episodes of this series. And, yeah, we'll just see you guys tomorrow.
Thanks, guys.
All right, y'all take care.